Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joshua calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak to Robert?
Yes, this is he.
Oh, I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, sir. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
no.
Television? Okay. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely
100%.
Vote?
100%.
You would say you will definitely vote, right, sir?
I will vote, yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. May I ask what's your age?
83.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what's your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic,
I'm white.
Latino, white, right? Thank you.
Caucasian,
very much. Caucasian or white. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I consider myself as an independent conservative.
Okay.
Which leans to Republican.
Okay, so but you will still consider a little bit more independent, right, still?
Right, yes.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Absolute, very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I disagree. I do not agree.
Okay. With strongly her. Disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would you say that strongly, completely disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove. It's awful.
Okay. I guess, would you strongly disapprove or some
strongly disapprove?
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two.
Growing select. I got them right off the top. You want them?
Sure, that's also important, so I don't have that option since it's verbatim here, but let me just go ahead and read the ones that I got on file.
Okay.
Growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening social securities, and Medicare. You can select two.
Two, border security,
mm-hmm.
and inflation.
And inflation, right? Okay, your opinion is extremely important. Thank you so much, sir. And now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Marie Glossenkamp Perez from 0 to 100.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What did you say, that last part?
What would you rate her between 0 to 100, Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Oh, you want me to rate her?
Mm-hmm.
About five.
About five, okay.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, you feel very cold and unfavorable towards her, right?
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Okay. I understand. How about Dave Reichert?
I feel good about him. About a 60.
About a 60? Thank you.
Yeah.
How about Joe Kent?
Oh, about 95.
95? Donald Trump?
Oh, about
99. 99. Bob Ferguson?
I'm not sure on him. I think he's, is he the Secretary of State or the, let's see, for Washington? What is he?
It looks like he's actually running to become the next governor of Washington State.
Oh, the next governor. You know, I don't know much about him, so I really don't have an opinion.
No opinion about him, right?
Yeah.
How about Joe Biden?
I'm sorry. You got me laughing. Zero.
Thank you, sir. How about Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, how about them?
What would you rate them still between zero and...
The whole works of them, you mean? The Senate and the House?
Yeah, pretty much the whole of them, yeah.
I'll give them a one.
One, thank you.
Yeah.
And Republicans in Congress?
I'd give them about 60.
About 60, thank you so
yeah.
much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so very much. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glazenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glazenkamp-Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance you might support Glazenkamp-Perez? A small
no
chance?
Chance.
Oh,
no
chance at all, or just a very slight?
No chance at all.
No chance at all, right, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. In this case, use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
A fighter, yes. How about a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
10.
Okay. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
Okay. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
Be about a 9.
About a 9, okay. How about a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
I couldn't get that last part. Could you repeat that?
Yep. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Yeah. 10.
10 still, right? Thank you. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
An 8,
thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
10.
Thank you so very much for that, sir. Let's go ahead and move forward here. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glazenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Again, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glazenkamp-Perez for Congress. A 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, in February of 2020, Marie Glazenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Do you find that not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Three.
All right. Now, the next statement says, Marie Glossenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which would create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs to four families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
Seven,
okay. The next statement says, Marie Glossenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. If I'm not convinced at all, somewhat convincing or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you so much. And we're almost done, sir. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. However, how does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Does that cause no doubts at all for supporting him? Some doubts or serious doubts? From
no doubt.
Would you use 0 in that case?
What's that? A 0? Yeah.
Zero means that you have no doubts about supporting.
That's right. 0.
At all. Okay, exactly. The next statement says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. 0 to 10, if you have doubts or no.
0.
0, right. Thank you very much. Let's move forward. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words, you could say.
My own words? Well, I want someone who's a leadership that will not vote strictly with the party, vote his conscience and work for the people. We need to close our border. We need to get inflation under control. We need to increase our energy so we can actually help defeat Russia and Iran. All we need to drill, baby, drill, and we can take control of the energy in the world if we want to. Economy needs to get better. We need to drop our interest rates so the young people can afford to buy at least a starter home. Groceries are out of sight. I mean, there's a lot of poor working people who are just barely getting by. I'm retired. I don't really have to worry about it that much, but these young people do.
I understand. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. So then you would say that there isn't anything most convincing, there is no most convincing reason for you not to support him, right?
Right.
Okay. One moment, please.
And we better overhaul our justice system, too.
Mm-hmm. Your opinion is extremely important.
My opinion is the justice system, unfortunately, has become biased instead of being neutral, and that's not right. It's not right for this country.
Definitely, sir. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed between 1st to 11th grade? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
I had actually total of 6 years.
Oh, college graduate, bachelor's degree, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you so much.
To a wonderful lady.
I'm glad to hear that, sir.
62 years,
that's a long time. Wow.
Right.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I consider myself conservative, especially on fiscal matters, and I consider myself somewhat more liberal on social matters.
Okay, would you call it closer to very somewhat conservative or somewhat liberal then?
No, very conservative.
Very conservative, right? Thank
you. Yes.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
No. A few times a year.
A few times a week. So would you say hardly ever?
A few times a year. I don't go that often.
Okay, so probably hardly ever, right? Because I see that option, or several times a year.
No, probably hardly ever.
Hardly ever, right? Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, okay, sir?
Yeah, who's this survey for? I'm just curious.
Again, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. And, of course, it's completely, your opinion is completely important for us, sir.
Yeah. Will this any of this survey be published down the road, or?
I don't think it will be published, sir. But if it will, I will go ahead. We will notify you about that too.
No, I'm just curious. I was wondering. Okay. Yes. Well, thanks very much. I hope I help you out.
Of course, sir. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you so much for your time. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Likewise. Bye, bye, sir.